This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the PM under the aegis of this bill.
पहले 39वां जो संशोधन था इसमें इंदिरा जी उपराष्ट्रपति राष्ट्रपति के साथ साथ खुद को भी इनके खिलाफ कोई वैधता नहीं रहती है चुनावी मुकदमों का एक संविधान संशोधन लेकर आई थी वो खैर कांग्रेस पार्टी और श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी की नैतिकता का सवाल है नरेंद्र मोदी जी अपने खिलाफ खुद संविधान संशोधन लेकर आए हैं कि प्रधानमंत्री भी जेल में जाएगा तो उसको इस्तीफा दे देना
Quoting the Representation of People Act of India, Mr. Shah said, if any elected representative is sentenced for 2 years or more, then he or she will be relieved from their position as a member of parliament.
आज भी भारत के जन प्रतिनिधित्व कानून जो है उसके अंदर प्रावधान है किसी भी चुने हुए प्रतिनिधि को 2 साल या इससे अधिक समय के लिए सजा होता है तो वो अपने स्थान से मुक्त हो जाए सांसद के रूप में अब उस पर हाईकोर्ट की अपील बाकी है इस पर सुप्रीम कोर्ट की अपील बाकी मगर एक मॉरल ग्राउंड तय करने के लिए कानून आजादी मिली तब से बना है तो जैसे ही छूटते हैं उनकी सदस्यता रिवाइव हो जाती है
On opposition boycotting the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on the 130th Amendment Bill, Mr. Shah says the JPC will do its work and the existing people will work.
जेपीसी अपना काम करेगी मौजूदा लोग काम करेंगे कल को आप अगर ओपोजिशन अभी से लेकर 4 साल तक कोई काम में सहयोग नहीं देता है तो देश नहीं चलेगा क्या हम इतना ही कर सकते हैं कि उनको बोलने का मौका दे उनको बात रखने का मौका दे अगर वो अपनी बात रखना ही नहीं चाहते अगर बोलना ही नहीं चाहते तो देश की जनता भी तो देख रही है ना चीजों को
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithiveni Rabuka in Delhi today. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his spouse Suleti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu and senior officials. This is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. The Prime Minister of Fiji will call on President Draupadi Murmu this evening. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, has said that India will continue buying oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. In an interview to a Russian news agency, Vinay Kumar said the US decision to increase tariffs on Indian imports by 25%, totaling to 50%, due to New Delhi's purchase of Russian oil is unfair, unreasonable and unjustified. He emphasized that India's energy policy aims to secure reliable supplies for its citizens and that its cooperation with Russia and other countries has contributed to the global oil market stability. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people, including 2 women and a child, were killed and 45 others injured in a road accident on National Highway 34 in Bulandshahr late last night. The incident occurred near Ghatal village when a container hit a tractor full of devotees. The devotees of Gogaji were going to Rajasthan's Goga Meri from UP's Kaschan. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has announced a hike in its fares. In a social media post, DMRC said that the increase is minimal, ranging from 1 rupee to 4 rupees only, depending on the distance of the travel. It added that the hike may go up to 5 rupees for the Airport Express line. The new slabs have come into effect from today. The IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And in sports, in archery, India's Sharvari Somnath Chende won the under-18 women's individual recurve gold medal at the 2025 World Youth Archery Championship in Winnipeg, Canada, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.